This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
27.222 points per game.
Where would that rank for the entire year among NFL teams extrapolated out?
It would rank 30th. The only teams last year that gave up more than 27.2 points per game were the Carolina Panthers, who gave up the most in NFL history per game at 31.4, and the Dallas Cowboys 27.5. That's nine games.
And it costs, that's what,
$158 million, man.
I know. It's not, yeah, it's, I told you.
What do you mean every once in a while we've had a stinker? It's like stink, you've got a Mark, it's like it's Mark more like every, kid it's more size like, stinker.
It's more like every once in a while you have a good game again on that side of the ball. I told you that the Jets game felt like one of those movie sequels in a franchise where they pick up the sequel immediately where the last movie left off. Like it's a real-time continuation.
Donnie, that's did you know it was like. That bad?
No, I didn't. That's pretty eye-opening. And it would be 30th in the league, you said?
Yes. It'd be the horrendous. Worst in the AFC. Hey, we killed the Bengals defense. The Bengals defense last year allowed 25.5 points per game. The Steelers over the last nine are 2 points worse than that. With everybody. I mean, you had Watt get hurt in there and bang up his ankle. But, I mean, that's just, I can't.
You have so many other guys besides Watt who are well compensated because the presumption is they're going to lead to a very good defense, and they're not. They're just, they look like a team that is A, at times not well coached, B, just loses physical battles. And maybe this is the thing, because it's technically Mike Tomlin, it's Mike Tomlin's defense, and we know that, but technically Austin is the defensive coordinator, and we know he's never going to rock the boat. Do we have any idea if they ever freshen up their scheme? Like, what exactly they do to invent new challenges for offenses? I'm serious about this. So when you hear about, like, a Vic Fangio defense or a Brian Flores defense.
Or even the guy they're playing on Sunday,
Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDonald is known as an innovator.
Although, who's the guy they have running his defense? Tomlin likes him a lot, too.
Leslie Frazier.
There's a different guy maybe I'm thinking of. Who's Minter running?
Minter's the Chargers.
Okay, thank you. Got those two West Coast teams crossed up. Okay, Frazier's been around forever too, obviously. But like when you hear about Flores talked about, when you hear about Vic Fangio get talked about, they seem to always be, like I watch all those film guys that try to break it down and explain that kind of stuff to the layman.
Yeah.
And just tell you like what are the trends in the NFL. Like these are the people, just Pony to put it in very simple terms, who brought up like, hey, you know why Patrick Mahomes isn't Patrick Mahomes anymore? Because everyone runs too high safeties against him and all that stuff. When do we ever hear about, oh yeah, this is the Steelers defense, this is what they're known for?
I mean, it felt,
and this is also something that's changing on the fly.
It felt like heaven and earth needed to be moved from TJ Watt to flip sides
right?
of the field for a handful of snaps.
And they used to get a ton of credit for the actual scheme itself, which was credit by extension given to Mike, that he must have seen something and he never said anything about it, and they were very coy, but that they had Lamar Jackson figured out where everyone else didn't.
Yep.
Until Lamar, as some very astute people pointed out, not me, I'm not trying to to lead the people in that direction because I didn't say this.
Then don't bring up Dick LeBeau against Tim
Tebow. I'm not. Until he saw them twice in a year. Remember, that was the big rub. He never sees them twice in a year, so he's never had a chance to play them post-adjustments. It happened last year. And guess what he did in the second regular season game? Tore him up. And then guess what he did in the playoff game? Tore him up worse.
I just don't see... I don't know how much longer you can have it set up this way. Where Tomlin calls the defense. The defense does less with more. And the defensive coordinator is just some puppet. That's got, like, it probably won't, because we've seen this.
They love it, though, as an organization to obfuscate who's actually making certain decisions. They do. They love the idea that on defense and to an extent on offense, you know who the coordinators are. And we know Arthur Smith actually runs the offense, but Aaron Rodgers has a big hand and Mike makes big global decisions. They love as an organization to obscure who actually should be the target of
hire. I asked the question straight up. Who designs the Steelers defense? You know what I got back? One word. T-O-M-L-I-N. Period.
What I would have liked to have
right
had
there,
you ask from that
Tomlin,
person.
Who designs it? Mike.
Okay, I would have loved a follow-up question from you to this random person. Does Mike change the defense very often? How often does Mike do new things? I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Because I've always heard that he knows what he's doing, obviously, and he has like good conceptual thoughts, but that a lot of it is, here is my defense. Hey, players, if you run it at top speed, you will be better than the offense that's trying to beat you.
Just funny hearing Austin say, you know, I got to make better calls and get these guys in position where they need to be. That's where I come in.
I just hate that there's no delegation.
No, it's not. You're a stooge.
They've underperformed as a defense when
you're
it was supposed
stooge.
To be when it was supposed to be a young, cheap defense, a la the Chiefs of a couple years back, where they were going to draft players and they were going to get Spagnuolo to get the most out of them, and that was going to counterbalance all the money spent on offense. When they had that with the Killer Bees, it never worked out, and that was one of the big reasons.
Yep.
Now they've tried to build it the reverse. They don't spend a ton of money on offense. Even now with Aaron Rodgers, they spend all this money on this side, and it's also not working out. Seems to me that that would be a pretty big indictment of the overall philosophy and of the guy we know is running it all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.